time for the ladies to be heard. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the 18th episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. My name is Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder, and I am joined by my super sexy co-host, IFBB pro figure competitor, Chrissy Chin. How you doing over there, Chrissy?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
It's another day. Another day, Chrissy. Another day. Today, actually, was one of those interesting days. I've got an interesting client who is just, he's just a fabulous guy. You know, this is the guy I talked about before. He lost a ton of weight, and so now he wants to train legs together, you know? And so we go to the gym on Sundays, which is always fun to train legs on Sundays because no one does it, which is actually good. And I've been in this whole thing since Sean Andros has been on my ass about how deep I'm going in my squats, right? So he's busting my ass. Well, a squat doesn't count unless you're all the way down and your ass is to your, you know, your calves. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, I totally agree. You got to go just, you know, below parallel. But anyway, he was just killing me. So I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm doing this all the way down. So poor Keith has been through so much hell because his squats were very shallow. And I was like, Keith, this does not count until the shit is all the way down to the ground. And it was funny. I mean, he wanted to kill me at first, I think. And then, you know, I went through the whole theories and whatever. And I said, this is just how we're going to train for the next few weeks. And I mean, now we're like all the way. I mean, you know, I have to lighten up the weights. You got to get your, you know, you got to get your head into the game because your weights are not going to be the same. But I actually did 285 for 6 reps all the way down to the floor, Chrissy.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was hard for me. I mean, look, everyone else was like, ooh, whatever. But trust me, I mean, we're talking all the way down. I mean, I was sitting there almost on pause. What do you think, Jeff? Was that at least tolerably good?
Awesome.
See? Thank you. See, I got love from Jeff. But
Sean will be happy.
Yes, Sean will. I told him. I said, this is a big feat for me. So no more making fun of me. But on that note, we also, it was the 4th of July, and we had a bit of a pyrotechnics outside with Oren, who is promoting a show actually the same weekend of the Masters Nationals, July 17th and 18th. And Celeste from Fit Swim was here, and she does a lot of the ladies' suits, Fit Swimwear with by Celeste, and that was pretty awesome. So she came in and she enjoyed the whole little get together, and we made some food and did some barbecuing, and it was kind of laid back. And Jeff and Sarah didn't come. We really missed them. It wasn't the same. Everybody was like, where's Jeff?
They were making their own fireworks.
Like, yeah, you see, I don't want to reveal it, but you see, Chrissy knew, so.
Chrissy does know.
I know these things.
They were lighting off fireworks in the bedroom, Chrissy. In the bedroom.
As long as she didn't attach fireworks to his penis like that other lady did, remember?
That's right.
I don't think I'd be able to come here today.
Right. literally come here, Chrissy, if you know what I'm talking about. But what about you, Chrissy? Tell us about your 4th of July. How much fireworks were going off at your 4th of July? Give us the deal.
Oh, you know, we had a very relaxing day, and it actually got work done. We have a massage therapist come to the house every so often.
Nice.
Just to do release work, and you know how important it is. Just
I bet she was doing release work, Chrissy, on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely
active
wonderful.
Active release with a happy ending. I see how it is, Chrissy. No, I'm just kidding.
See, Troy's job is the happy ending part.
Right.
That's later.
That's true. It's very true.
But then we just watched fireworks. There's a high school really close to our house where we actually go do a lot of our sprint work on the track. And they had a big fireworks show. So we just walked down there, and it was really beautiful. So we had a very laid-back day.
Oh, I love that. Isn't that fun, though? It brings you back to, like, childhood. You're like, oh, wow, it's Independence Day. This is good.
Yeah. And people were even singing and stuff. They were really getting into it over here.
Wow. Any Michael Jackson songs?
No Michael Jackson songs.
All right. Well, they took a break, you know. It's been all week, you know. It's been
on
every channel. I know. They're not giving up. It's pretty intense. Yeah. Well, you know, this week and the next coming weeks, actually, we're going to try and profile women in the sport and bodybuilding, figure, and fitness that potentially could get the pro card. So, believe me, we're not isolating anybody. We're kind of like putting out the feelers and looking at those that have passed, done well at, you know, either the show that they're doing or previous shows or have a long history and are kind of like soon to be pros or hopefully. And this week is pretty interesting. We've got Chris Sabo, and she is a female bodybuilder who placed very well last year. She did well at the North American. She won the USA's, did she won her division, just didn't win the overall, then placed second at the at the North American. So in my mind, she's very close. And she is right there, being that she won the weight class last year at the USA's, Chrissy. It's anybody's game to see what happens to her. So we've got her on the show.
Yeah, and we also have Tracy Mason, another female bodybuilder that looks to be one of the top favorites to turn pro at the Masters Nationals, but she just missed her pro card last year. And you remember she won the over 45 at that show last year.
And how frustrating is that? You win like you win like an overall, and they don't give you a pro card. That just kills you. You're like, damn.
She's close.
Yep, she's close.
She's close.
So, yeah, we've got some promising new, you know, next week, I think, Chrissy, we've got two girls. We're looking into having two figure girls that are, you know, in the runnings for turning pro at the at the Masters Nationals, right, Chrissy? That's what we were looking into?
Yes, that's what we're going to work on.
And then we're looking at the Team Universe and North Americans, because this is all competition season coming up. This is these are the big ones right here.
And there's so many great competitors, so it'll be real exciting to see who gets a pro card.
I know, Chrissy. We've all been there.
Oh, yes. Well, Colette, you know, we have to thank our amazing sponsors, JoJo's Energy Drink, for creating the fantastic studio in the Species Warehouse and supporting everything that we do.
I know. They're awesome. They are. They're getting out there, man. They're everywhere. Have you seen them all?
I still haven't seen it here.
I know. See, they're so all over the East Coast. It's like they got to slowly get over there to the West Coast. I could see them being big over there because, you know, JoJo's, it's a cool, funky name, you know, it's kind of, it's California.
So they're in New York. So where do they sell their drinks? Is it like 7-Elevens, grocery stores?
Yeah,
where can you
I've
find
seen
them?
It everywhere. Yeah, 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, and all the gyms have them. And they're like at all the big events out here. It's crazy.
Well, Colette, let's go into our Did You Knows. Did you know this is one of my favorite segments?
I know, these are good. And these are true. We do find these in the news. We're not making these up. These aren't things that we're just like, hey, Chrissy, I got a great idea for a news segment. No, these are real.
Yeah, these are real. And, you know, actually, you know, from last week, remember the one with the 56 stars on the girl's face?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, so a lot of the board members on RX Muscle have commented, and they said that she actually lied about that.
Really? So what happened then? If she lied about it, then what happened?
Yeah, so they just said that she had lied, so I guess she really didn't fall asleep or something, but I'm waiting to hear more details. So if anyone out there knows all the details of that story, I'm very curious to hear.
Well, we knew it sounded speculating. I mean, we're like, you know, it was very questionable.
Yeah, but to fall asleep as tattoos are being applied to your face, I don't think that's
look, man, you can fall asleep during a massage, but tattoos? I don't know.
That's another thing. So,
all right,
let's go into our first one. This one's actually this reminded me so much of Mr. G because it has to do with midget wrestlers. And remember, Mr. G did wrestle midgets at the Arnold after party a couple years ago. Remember that?
Oh yes, Chrissy, I do. I try to forget, but I do.
So listen to this. So supposedly, two Mexican midget wrestlers were killed by fake prostitutes.
What?
So they said they found these two professional midget wrestlers. They were found dead in a little low-rent hotel in Mexico City, and the autopsies are being performed on them because they said they saw two women actually leaving the men's hotel room before the bodies were discovered. But they said down there in Mexico City, there's a gang of female robbers that are actually experienced at using drugs to knock men out and then rob them. But they're thinking that the women might have used just too strong of a dose on them since, you know, they have a small stature. So they might have used the same dose that they're using on larger men, and it could have killed them.
Wow. Wow. Well, this one I think we should really make sure that Jeff keeps it under control because I could see this being a situation. Okay.
He's hard to keep under control, Jeff.
I know. And I'm going to have to talk to Sarah about this too because this is serious. Apparently in Connecticut, which is not too far away, which I could see this happening. The next one's going to be Brooklyn, New York, you know, but the police say that a Connecticut girl overheard her mother, Chrissy, her mother screaming during sex. And thought she was being assaulted, okay? So she was rounding up her friends. She's like, oh my God, my mother's being assaulted. I need help. She calls up, okay, this is a 16-year-old, called up two boys and a 19-year-old man, okay? They went into the room. Can you imagine? The mother's in the best sex act of her life. She's screaming. She's loving life. The mother's got a 25-year-old companion, so she is really a cougar. And she gets, the guy gets beat over with a baseball bat. He gets punched. He suffers a black eye, several bruises. Yeah, and the daughter just thought that she was being assaulted. So the five teens that beat up the man mm-hmm. with the bat, the punching, the whole thing, were actually, they're in superior court right now. Because they, wow. you know, none of the things were life-threatening, but it was mm-hmm. still an interesting state of affairs. I mean, the guy was still assaulted for doing nothing but pleasuring the mother, you know? It's a good story.
Oh, the next one's actually kind of cute. I have to actually send you guys the link, because believe it or not, and you know how often we all travel and stuff, and to be honest, you know, when I sit on the airplane and they're talking about all the safety and stuff, you know, you've heard it so many times that you really don't pay attention, right? So a new Air New Zealand airline has decided to get passengers to pay more attention to the pre-flight safety videos.
Oh, no. I never pay attention, Chrissy, ever.
Right? So listen to what they're doing. They're kind of smart. So what they're doing is they're showing a video about the safety featuring their flight attendant and pilot wearing nothing but a smile and strategically applied body paint.
I love it, Chrissy. I might actually watch that.
I watched the thing because I was pretty interested. But it's about 3.5 minutes long, and it says, you know, it still remains family friendly throughout, and you know, their privates are still concealed with clever camera work.
I love it. Chris, it's
very
sheer
smart.
Genius. Sheer genius.
Very smart. Body paint is kind of cool.
Well, listen, this one I'm going to tell you about, this disturbs me very much, and this goes back to my whole thing about, remember, we reiterate it because, you know, certain parents just should not be parents, okay?
Agreed,
because there are certain things you just have to draw the line, and this is one of them and this is in China, so I just believe that the belief system's different from the way we feel about cigarettes here in this country, because I personally, for all the smokers out there, I think that's great, whatever, but I cannot stand smoking. It's just such a disgusting habit. But listen to this. The parents of a two-year-old, okay, a two-year-old, a little Chinese child, smokes at least a pack of cigarettes a day, okay? They are seeking advice to help the toddler quit. They get the toddler addicted to nicotine and smoking, because basically the father said he started this about a year ago when the baby was like one. They were giving to help a hernia. So I'm not sure how smoking. Yeah, Chrissy, they said it claims to be like a pain reliever, helps the child and the toddler, but the boy's father is deciding to make a decision because he was too young to operate or what have you, but they're seeking some type of methods of helping their toddler quit. Now, Chrissy, I mean, I've got a two-year-old. I don't give the two-year-old, he screams out of control. I don't care. I don't give the two-year-old cigarettes.
No, there's other ways to help, I think, the hernia than providing cigarettes, which isn't definitely not going to help them health-wise.
No, no. And I don't even, I mean, if they said marijuana, I would be more apt to say, okay, I understand what they're trying to do. They're saying cigarettes, which to me, I don't know. I've never heard of that having any pain-killing advantages, but.
And 2 years old, can you imagine them teaching them how to smoke cigarettes at 2 years old?
This is insane. This is insane. Some people should not be parents. That's my bottom line.
I agree. All right. Well, we had a fine one in our neck of the woods here in Cali. So, the police say a registered sex offender in Los Angeles, which is not too far from me here, found a 17-year-old girl's little lost dog. So, what he did was he threatened to torture the animal unless she gave him cash or sex. Okay? So this gentleman by the name of Alfredo Demke, he found the 2-year-old little puppy named Pineapple. He saw the number on the collar, so he called the girl and told them, I will torture your dog unless you give me $70 or sexual favors.
Wow. That's a
okay,
little...
So now they're not kidnapping, they're also dog napping. But the good news is that the police did arrest him, because what happened was she agreed, she told them, oh, I'll meet you at a restaurant. So they met at a restaurant, but she had her father there and the police there, so they arrested him.
Wow, so that's a happy ending, I guess, that we got for some redemption.
Pineapple, the little doggy, was okay. He was unharmed.
Pineapple. I love the name, Pineapple. It doesn't get any better than that. It's cute. Okay, well, Chrissy, always interesting. Always interesting every week when we go through our little email bags, what is emailed to us. And I had an interesting one, let me tell you. But how about you? What have we got for me this week in your little email situation?
All right. Well, this one's going to require participation from either you or Jeff, the producer. Okay?
All right. So, Jeff, get ready.
All right. Well, the guy tells me his name, but he says he's a recovering acid head. And he's dropped acid about 200 to 300 times, but he's been clean now for about 5 years. So he only about, you know, smokes cigarettes now, drinks Blue Moon, which I'm not sure. Is that a beer, Blue Moon?
Jeff, Blue Moon?
It's out of my league.
It's out of his league. We're not big drinkers. Yeah, it sucks. We don't know what we're doing over here. Okay. We're not big drinkers. We are not big drinkers over here.
If it was Labatt's Blue Moon, maybe.
Right, right.
And he says he smokes cannabis. But he says, anyway, he started listening to Muscle Girls, Inc., and he said that as he's listening, he notices some unusual changes in his body temperature, and his scalp starts to itch a lot. And he says that it seems like his libido gets jacked whenever he hears, you know, you or I on the radio. So he said in the last few weeks, it's gotten even worse. And then the last episode that he listened to, he says he knows this sounds a little bizarre, but he began howling outside his window, and he felt liberated.
Wow.
And he goes, I'm not sure if your show's turning into a werewolf, but I'm wondering if there's any chance that you or Colette or Jeff can howl for me on the air. He goes, I can't keep doing this. He goes, whenever it's a full moon, he roams the streets and thinks he's having acid flashbacks. But two nights ago, listen, he actually chased two female joggers for about 1.5 miles, throwing his arms in the air and howling. He goes, I know it's very bizarre, but can you girls please howl for me? Colette, I think you'd be so cute if you howled.
Ooh, I need to practice though, so we have time. Thank God this thing is edited, so we can do that. Right? Ooh, that was good, Jeff.
That was very good.
All right, well, Chrissy, I have one that was a little difficult to read. The person is from Istanbul, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to try and muddle through it. I want to be true to you like a baby. I have been masturbating for 8 years. My eyes are curved, and I think this is because of my masturbation. I've had two hip tendons that are stretched because of running. My right shoulder and tendon is stretched because of a motorcycle accident. My left one has a small tear and the other one does as well. My body is somewhat thin of the 8 years of masturbation. I am HBS positive, which I have no idea what that is. I have a psychological problem. I have small losses of hair. My left eye is somewhat weak. I have acne across my skin and my mouth and my nose. I have a hearing problem and a heart problem. This is better. Due to a kung fu volleyball. I go wrestling, but I can't because I have lots of hair on my hands. I am born in the Iranian calendar. I like mysterious people. Would you be interested in me? Now, Chrissy, let's talk about this for a minute. And I really appreciate the honesty, but like, Jeff, right or wrong, don't you think you need to like hold it out? Like, you don't want to tell everybody all your issues. I think right out there, like, look, this is me. I've got about everything. I mean, I appreciate the honesty, but Chrissy, here's a for all daters out there, you gotta hold back. You gotta yes. Suck a person in before you just tell them it all. You know.
That is not the way to get a girl.
It's just not. So I'm thinking, help this guy for future. You must be a little more subtle. You know, you just can't tell him all the issues at once. I didn't know how to respond to that one, Chrissy. Did not.
A little
know how to,
too much detail.
He had a lot of things going on there. A lot of things going on.
Let's move into our forum question.
Always interesting.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone who's been giving us questions on the RX Muscle forums. And this week's forum question, again, comes from the women's forum on rxmuscle.com, and it comes from board member Justin. And his question to us, Colette, is, okay, guys, here's a question for each of you. What is it going to take for you, Colette, to get back up on the Olympia stage? And Chrissy, what is it going to take to see you up there, too? I mean, what needs to happen as far as each of you are concerned? Do you need to be training harder than before, eating more or better than before? How do each of you need to step up your games to get them to improve on where you were a year or two ago?
Wow.
You guys are both great, and the show's production quality and content improve every week. Keep it up.
Justin, wow. This has been on my mind this whole year.
Right?
Actually, it's been on my mind since 06, because 06 was a great year for me. I had fire. I had intensity, I had a drive, I had so much desire to get on that stage, and it was after coming off of the 2005 New York Pro and not being many shows for the girls to do, and I was just psyched. And then after that, it was like, I don't know. I know myself. I don't play games and say, God, I don't really know what happened. I mean, I didn't place as well as I'd like to, but I was fine with that because I knew that that's a journey. I mean, you don't just step out. Very few people, the very few, very gifted, step on the Olympia stage and do really well the first shot out. So I was okay with that. And then I was trying to keep the fire and do the Arnold Classic, and it wasn't a very good showing, but I wasn't at my best. And then, Chrissy, I got to tell you, I don't know. So much happens in life that interfered with my ability to focus, and I mean, look, I have my complaining of injuries, but they're nothing that stops me from really, there are a lot of people competing with worse issues than me, so there's no excuse there. It's really been my mind and my focus and having so much going on my plate and not giving bodybuilding the attention, the business of bodybuilding, the attention that it deserves, that's going to put me back on that Olympia stage. And I said to myself this year, I really wanted to compete, but I didn't really want to compete. And that's why, I mean, I was just messing around like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. When you want to do it, like, Chrissy, you're in the game. You've got the fire. You have to like want to, you have to be willing to sacrifice. And I wasn't willing to sacrifice. And if I wasn't, I mean, I was putting my energy into like, you know, RX Muscle, the radio show, my websites, running species. And it was like, I was all over the place and there was no excuse. I make my own schedule. I can get up when I want, do what I want. I can work how long. It's like, it's so ridiculous that I'm not doing what I need to do for the business of bodybuilding. And so I said to myself, let's capitalize on this off season. I said, you know what? That's it. My head isn't in the game to diet. It's not the training. People are like, oh, I'm in the gym every day and training harder than I've ever trained. So it's like, look, I said to myself, you know what, Chrissy, if I can't give the dedication it needs to diet and do the cardio, then I better have the damn best off season I've ever had. And this is the first time I've really taken over a year off since I started competing in 1998. So I've never really taken, this is like going to be almost like a year and a half pretty much since I've been on stage, because I was on stage in May of 08. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to go back. So it'll be 2 years since I was on the stage, because I did nothing in 09. It'll be 2 years, and I'll do something in 2010. Yeah, 2 years. So that's the longest I've ever really taken off, and hopefully it'll pay off, and then I will be able to come back with a vengeance at the New York Pro. And since there's like 5 shows next year for female bodybuilding, if things don't go as well as New York Pro, I'm going to persevere and do this for me. And I've told Dave that I just need to do this one more time, just not one more time, but just for me to just really get to the best of my shape, back in the best shape I can, and prove it to myself that I can get back on stage. So if all goes well, 2010, that's the plan.
I have to be there to watch you then.
Yeah, Chrissy, right? The routine of a century. The routine of a century next year, man.
And I love your routines. They're so entertaining, and you look like you're just having the best time, and, you know, you're so artistic. Like, you're just awesome to watch on that stage. So Troy and I are going to have to make a trip to New York in May.
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely have to. Yeah. All right, now, Chrissy, what are we going to do to get you on stage? This has got to be bleeding at your heart. I mean, talk to me. I mean,
I want it bad. I really do. That is like one of my ultimate goals, is to qualify for the Olympia. I just turned pro in 2007 after placing second a couple of times, and then I finally got my pro card at Team U. And last year I came very close by placing fourth at Jacksonville.
I know.
So that's the closest I've been, so I just missed it last year. So this year, my goal is just to move up a little bit in Jacksonville. Just one place would be fine by me. You know, I just really want that qualification, so I'm working that much harder. I've changed around my training a bit. I've added spring training, so I'm trying different things. You know, I get feedback from the judges after every show. I make my adjustments, and, you know, the Cals, I definitely was not at my best. But I'm definitely bringing a different package to Jacksonville in a few weeks. So I'm really excited. And I'll just keep working really hard until I get that right thing and present my best. I haven't been my best yet, so I'm really working to strive to be my best.
Well, I can't. I mean, Chrissy, I always say it every time. I'm like, God, you're so, I mean, they're crazy because you've got a different look. And I like to see different bodies and different, just totally different looks up there too. I don't want to see the same look over and over again, you know. And you definitely present a just such a well balanced package. It's all there. I don't know. I'm excited because I know you're training hard. I know you got some different things going on. I know you're working on your posing, and you're doing like everything you have to do. It's not like you're like, ooh, I'm just kicking back, you know.
Yeah, I'm working all the little details. So hopefully everything comes together in a few weeks.
So, Justin, maybe we'll have Chrissy on the Olympia stage this week. So, or this week, yeah. Wish was this week. This year. And you have how many weeks, Chrissy, till the show?
Under 4 weeks now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, under 4 weeks.
All right, so, man, we'll have Chrissy on Muscle Girls, Inc. Chrissy,
I would love to be a guest.
Chrissy, you think you'll be busy that weekend? I mean, I might need to have you as a guest, all right, baby?
I'd love to be a guest. For you, Colette, I'll do anything. I'll bend backwards and forwards for you.
I love you. All right, well, on that note, we've got some wonderful guests. We've got Chris Sabo coming up. So let's take some 2-minute break and give our sponsors some L-O-V-E, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
See you then.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRindustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements, the science of sports nutrition, has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com, the only supplement site you'll ever need.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Monica Brand, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
This mother of two is on the brink of her pro card at the Masters Nationals in just 2 weeks. Last year, she took the world of bodybuilding by storm, placing 2nd at the Masters Nationals over 35, 1st in the Masters over 45 as a middleweight, and then 2nd as a middleweight at the NPC Nationals. To look at her, you would never think she is 50 years young. This year, she doesn't want to leave without the title and coveted pro card. I am talking about the very beautiful and talented Tracy Mason. Welcome to our show, Tracy.
You're welcome.
So let's go back to last year. You were so close to turning pro. Do you feel that you have any added pressure since you know that people have their eye on you for this year?
Kind of, yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, that's probably not a bad thing because it pushes me a little bit more. But, yeah, I know a lot of people keep telling me they think I've got a good shot at it, so I hope they're right.
Well, with it just 2 weeks away, how are you feeling right now for prep?
Wait a minute, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. With just 2 weeks away, how are you feeling right now with your prep?
I think I look pretty good, but, you know, I am so flippin' tired and drained, but that's par for the course. I mean, if you feel great and you're not tired, you're probably not where you need to be. So hopefully all the suffering's worth it.
That's always the rule, Tracy. Well, Chrissy, Tracy actually works with Dave, so you know how brutally honest he can be. So how is it? Is anything... Now, Tracy, did you work with him last year or no?
No.
No, so this is your first time with Dave. I mean, what do you think? What's different between last year and this year with your diet and your training, and how do you feel versus last year? Because I know he has a different approach with his diet, and he's...
Well, you know, I always actually did follow his diet, you know, his thing that he had online for the last couple of years. But... obviously, his, you know, pulling fats out so early, that was a completely different thing.
Right.
And now he likes you to have the no-fat days.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a struggle because I'm a trainer, so I have to be pleasant. And that makes for a hard day when you go a couple days without any fats. The carbs I can deal with, but the fat days, that's definitely a struggle.
And you personal train, you've been a personal trainer for how many years?
Well, I used to own a gym. And I did that for like 10 years, and I've been doing just straight training now. I sold that, and I've been doing training now for the last 5. But I work a lot. I mean, I'm one of those people, I usually do, you know, 36, 40 appointments up until the week of the show even. You know, I don't have like days off or anything, so...
And I used to do personal training. I mean, that is, when I did it, and I was getting ready for shows, it would just, it was draining, man. I mean,
it is.
Because then it's like when you do your own workout, you're like, oh, God, I've already been through the mental struggle with your clients through their workouts. And you're like, oh, my God, now I got to do mine. Kill me.
Or even when they start kind of complaining about their diet, it's like, oh, my God, you just want to smack them.
Oh, but yeah.
It's like, your fault, you know.
Oh, I totally agree.
But Tracy's right. You know, those no-fat days are very tough. And to keep a smile on all the time and to be pleasant, it's a little bit harder on those days.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Tracy, you've been competing for a number of years. What keeps you coming back for more?
I used to say it's a sickness. I swear to God. I started doing it like, oh God, I'm trying to remember. I think it was 86, 87 was my first show. Now, I've taken off a couple of years to have kids and stuff like that, so I haven't competed every single year, but pretty much pretty close to it. And I don't know. You just, I guess just getting, wanting to do better. And like with doing, being a trainer, I think it kind of gives you a little credibility and people see the transformation. So they obviously, you kind of know a little bit about diet and whatnot. And I think it helps me out. Being in a small town, you know, kind of gets a little notoriety to you and stuff. And I just like how I look from it. I'm lucky I have a husband that likes how I look from it. And he's very supportive of it. He's always been really good about that.
Well,
and he said, oh, and I wanted to tell you, Colette, your little tilapia thing you've got with the mustard and the stevia.
Hello. How good is
Hello?
That?
We've been eating the crud out of that. So.
It's so good. It is so good. I don't care what
it is.
It makes fish taste awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, we've been doing it on that, and I make him, he's really good. He'll like, get up in the morning, he makes my, he'll make my fish, or like he'll get up at 7 and start the grill and grill like 5 pounds of chicken for me, so I get chicken for 2 days.
Oh, nice.
He's really good.
All right, now Tracy.
I need your husband to talk to my husband. I like that idea.
How about mine, Chrissy? If I don't cook.
I know.
It's really bad.
But we're in the kitchen, not our, you know, not
Holy
our
shit.
Others.
All right, now Tracy, you live, and I'm not 100% sorry, because I know you and I were talking before. Don't you live in the Upper Peninsula or way up there in Michigan?
Yep.
Okay, now Chrissy, I'm from Michigan, but you don't even know what it's like. It is, I'm going to tell the world listening right now, and I don't know if you agree, Tracy, the Upper Peninsula is like a totally another world. I mean, it might as well not even be in the United States. It's just different, right, Tracy? I mean, it's like a totally different world. The winters.
I mean, the closest big mall is like 4 hours away.
What?
We have like, yeah, I mean, it's a town of 30,000 people, and if you saw this gym we work out at, I think the newest piece of equipment is like 30 years old.
It's amazing. And what about the times when you, remember last year with the snow? I mean, you don't know snow unless you've lived in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was crazy. We got the worst snowstorm the day I left for Nationals. I think that was the worst storm of the year.
Yeah, yeah. And then
it took us like 4 hours to get 50 miles.
I couldn't believe that. I remember you went through all that. I'm like, oh my gosh, Trace.
Oh my God, I know. I should have got the award for just
making it.
Perseverance, you know.
Yeah, right. I just want to be on stage. I just want to be on
right,
stage.
Right.
You know, like, how are you perceived in the upper? I mean, when they look at you and you're like at the store, I mean, people must, do you get?
You know what? I think it's because I'm a smaller person. It's not, it's, I think they're more accepting of it. Because, you know, I'm like, I weigh 125 pounds and right now I probably look even tinier. You know, so it's like, I think that if I was really super big person,
right,
it'd be different. But okay, being a smaller gal, I think it's more accepted. Because I usually, most of the people around here usually are pretty cool about it. They, oh, you know, what are you doing? What are you getting ready for? You know, and even like people at my gym and stuff are pretty, you know, supportive of it and whatnot.
Well, you have a, you have such a pretty look. I always say that to you, Tracy. I mean, you really do. It's, I think it's really all how you hold and carry the muscle. It's like wearing a nice piece of clothing, and you wear it really well. So it's a different, you know, you kind of get a more accepted perception of it.
Yeah. Tracy, so yeah, you're married with two children. How do you manage your time and prepping for shows?
Well, I usually during the week get up about 5, and I've got like a gym quality treadmill and stepper at the house, so I get up and I do some cardio at home, and then I usually have to be at work by 8, and I usually work every day, but I bag out like my hour to train, usually an hour to do cardio, and then if I need to do a little more cardio when I get home, I do it, or, you know, try and spend maybe 15 minutes working on posing, you know, just to get all that perfected. So,
and like, do you have a training partner? Do you train with your husband?
No, actually, I do have some guys I work out with, but and thank God they're there, because I'll tell you what, it would be real easy from being in the gym 7-8 hours just to go have coffee, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because everybody's like, oh, it's easy for you to work out. You're at the gym. No, it's not.
No way.
Sometimes it's really hard because you're just sick of being there. You just want to run out the door screaming, you know? So, plus, trying to tan, that's a pain in the butt at this stage, too.
Right.
Not even pleasurable. You're like, oh God, I got to tan again. You know, it's like trying to get all this in. It's definitely, that's a full time job in itself.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm tanning you, Tracy. And I when I did my first Jantana airbrushing experience, I was so white. I'm like, I didn't tan at all. I was like, I'm so white that you can see through me. This stuff is insane. It works. So you don't have to, you know what I mean? Trust me, you'll be perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Beautiful.
All right, well, being that I hate to say people's age, but if I were you, I would be bragging about it. But,
you know, actually, I'm not 50 yet. I'm still 49.
You are 49?
I'm not
okay.
Crushing that.
God. So,
it's going to be a black day for me.
Right, 49 years young and holding. She'll be 49 for the next, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you really are, I mean, I'm telling you, and I'm not just blowing smoke, because to look at you, I really wouldn't even think you're a sketch out of your 30s. So, do you have any, like, secrets? Do you use any, like, special lotions that you want to share? Like, are you a Olay person or a Clinique?
No,
is there anything you want to softly plug for here to give us your secrets?
Not really. I mean, I think just my mom always looked a lot younger, so I think maybe that's helped me out a bit, you know. Just, you know what I mean? She always looked a bit younger than what she was. So I think maybe I got lucky with that. But, and you know, my husband's a lot younger than me. He always gives me crap, too.
Oh, really? And how old is your husband?
He's 10 years younger than I am.
Nice, Trace, you cougar, you. We've got a cougar on the phone.
Oh, yes. That little bucket of love.
I love it.
Aww.
Yeah, so Tracy, really, you got a good look, man. I'm psyched.
Cool. I hope you're right. I'm ready for it this time, let me tell you.
I know.
I'm not playing around.
Well, let's talk about your close calls last year. I mean, you played first in the over 45 at Masters, then you played second as a middleweight at NPC Nationals. Did that leave you hungry to come back this year and nab it this year?
It really did, because I, you know, after looking at the pictures, it was close. You know, I knew it was going in, and Diana and I talked about it. She said the same thing. She was, like, holding her breath, too, because neither one of us knew which way it was going to roll. And that was fine. I mean, she's a very nice girl, and she's got a pretty look to her. So, I mean, I could totally see it. And, you know, they told me I wasn't hard enough in the glutes. So, it's like I'm killing myself this year on that. So, I don't want to hear that one again. I just want to make sure that's on point, so.
Well, Dave will try and kill you, so that will happen.
I know.
So.
He's like a sadist.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
he is.
God.
It's pretty brutal. It is, it's just maniacal, man. I'll never forget when I don't know, when I was getting ready for a show, and It's weird when you live with them because it's different, because it's kind of like a, it's just a long, a weird dynamic. But one time, it's just tough. So I'm like, take a look at me. I'm like, I'm about there, right? He's like, Colette, you've got like 15 pounds to lose. And here I am thinking I was looking like spot on, you know? And I mean, and he was absolutely 100% right. I like, you know, because it was like, I don't know, it was like 6 weeks out. I thought, I was like, look, man, I got what, like 2 pounds to lose? You get become so delusional. He's like, dude, you got 15 pounds. What are you talking about? And then he was on the point with the exact number that I had to lose. It was weird. He's got an eye. He definitely has an eye.
And he's very honest, like you said.
Oh, brutally. Man, it's painful.
Very honest.
Tears in the eyes, you guys. Tears.
Wait, that's actually the kind of complimentary.
No.
It's kind of complimentary to me the last couple of times.
Oh, well, that's,
maybe that's good then.
That's good. That's good.
That is good news coming. With 2 weeks left, that's good news.
Very.
Yes.
All right, now, have you thought past the Masters Nationals yet? I like to think optimistically. No, not like okay, let's dreamland, because I'm like a big time dreamer, as we know around here. So let's just say that prediction holds true and you kick ass and you win the pro card at the Masters Nationals. Do you compete this year or do you take time off? What do? Do you jump into the Tampa because it's looking like a shallow show, or do you take time off?
You know, I guess I'd maybe talk to you and him and get your input.
Ah, okay, good. So that's a possibility, because it could, that show is, I mean, it's more numbers are coming up. It was looking very shallow, like 7-8 people. But I mean, that's, you know, still time. There's still a little time, but it's perfect for the new pros coming out of the Masters and the USAs to just jump in there and get a chance to do something pretty crazy, like, you know, maybe qualify for the Olympia, you know?
Yeah, that would be
crazy. How crazy.
Hey, so when are you going to compete again?
I know. Don't ask me that. Next year.
Next,
since my shit has not been together. But training's been really good, though. My training's been really good, which hopefully will yield better results. But next year, New York Pro, man, look out.
All right.
Already have the routine almost done. That's how pathetic I am. But, you know that's my thing. Well, Tracy, listen, you've got, what, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay, you've got 2 weeks. I know you're going to be tortured. I hope you live to see the day. No, you will. You will. And I really wish, I know Chrissy and I wish you the best of luck. I'll be there. I'm doing my thing there. And I'm hoping that we can have you back on as the winner of your class. And wait, you're coming in as a middleweight again. So what is your height and weight here? Tell us your height and weight.
Right now, I'm 5'3", and I'm weighing 129, so I have 4 more pounds to get off.
Okay, you can do that.
Yikes.
I know. 2 weeks, no problem. You got it.
Hopefully.
All right, well, listen, keep us in the loop. We love your participation on RX, and we'll see you in 2 very short weeks.
Beautiful. Thank you guys so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh, no, thank you for coming on. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements, the science of sports nutrition, has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We
We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com, the only supplement site you'll ever need.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hello, this is Sandy Williamson, and you are listening to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Our next guest has been on the competitive scene for many years. Imagine winning the 2008 USAs as a light heavyweight and turning around and placing second as a heavyweight at the 2008 North Americans, all in 1 year. She's a front runner in winning the 2009 USAs and may finally turn pro. This top female bodybuilder is also a full-time registered nurse. I am talking about none other than the one and only Miss Chris Sabo. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc. Chris, how you doing over there?
Hi, Colette. How are you?
Good. Well, Chris, here we are. 3 weeks away from the USAs. Talk to me.
We are.
How is everything going over there, Chris?
Everything over here is going great. What I feel would be definitely on track for bringing my best ever to the stage. Coming off of a class win, I felt like I needed to make improvements. Even though they like what they seen last year, I think there was still room for improvement. Reinvented myself again, as I usually do, and coming back with a fervency to show the judges that I'm worthy.
Great.
Well, Chris, how has your diet or training been different this year as compared to years in past?
This year I revamped everything. Primarily the off season was completely changed for me, and as you would know. And the reason for that was I thought that my conditioning could be improved, and in the off season I was very hardcore in terms of watching how much I was eating and what I was eating, and I kept my weight within a very manageable range for the weight class, and I stayed leaner, I stayed more athletic, I stayed more muscular, and I feel like that's definitely been an improvement for me. Instead of letting myself get too far out from the weight class, I've kind of kept things reeled in and made sure that I was able to bring the conditioning that I wanted to bring this year.
Well, you know, Chris, you and I got the opportunity to work together on this offseason. I mean, what do you think in terms of like dieting closer to competition weight versus being further off? I mean, has it been less of, I mean, look, let's face it, competition diet is never easy, but has it been a little better not having to worry about having to lose so much weight?
Well, one of the things that you and I have kind of tapped into is not really focusing as much on the cardio and being able to continue to put my focus on lifting weights and keeping the cardio as a fat burner and just utilizing it to keep the metabolism revved versus turning around and using the cardio as trying to get rid of, you know, 25 or 30 pounds of adipose or fat tissue as you know, people would know it as, and trying to get rid of it by, you know, doing mega cardio, which of course you tap into possibly catabolizing or burning off your muscle tissue when you do cardio at super high intense levels. So, and with the reduction in cardio and not in terms of time but intensity, I think I've been able to maintain a nice muscularity and get the conditioning that I was looking for without cardio focus and being able to truly be the bodybuilder and do the lifting and focus on that.
I mean, mean, tell us about your cardio. It's nothing crazy, so people know that you're not going nuts. Like, it's just
not crazy at all. Very, very moderate. You know, very moderate levels. And you know, I'll do an hour in the morning, a power walk with my dogs, and then I also do some walking at night, maybe elliptical, stepper, but not at a level where I'm gasping for air. It's a very manageable aerobic activity.
And you're still ripped to the bone. So see, it totally makes sense. I'm telling you, this is, you've got such a good look this year. I want you to talk a little bit about your leg training, though. You did, I mean, Chrissy, Chris has some killer quads. Very dominating part of her body, and she did some different things, and let's talk about it. What did you do this off season a little bit different?
Well, I had the judges in the past tell me that they thought that I was a little unbalanced in terms of my lower half dominating or overpowering my upper body. So I took that into consideration this year, and I decided to, you know, and against what I truly would want to do or what I believe in is I really got out of the squat rack. I pulled away from the squat rack probably around 4 or 5 months ago. I have not been in the squat rack at all. And I kept my training a little bit, I would say a little bit more in high intensity in terms of, you know, high repetitions, maybe some plyometric work. And I haven't been lifting super heavy with my legs. So I'm dialing my legs in terms of getting them ripped or peeled or, you know, the look that they're looking for. But with the reduction in the leg size, my upper body has balanced out with my lower half. And I think last year there was comments made that I looked very balanced. I think this year I'm even more balanced.
And your waist, too, is tinier, and the symmetry looks great. And your legs, man, still, Chris, I don't know, man. I'm looking at, there's every single head's in. You still got such great legs.
Yeah, I mean, the quads are there. They're mine. They're not going to go anywhere.
No.
You know, in the past, I do 3 hours of cardio, and my legs would stay. I mean,
right. It's
a genetic issue, you know. So for me, I was in the squat rack, you know, 2 weeks before the show in the past, and I was keeping my legs all beefed up. And then what would happen was if I did lose weight or lose any, you know, muscle size, it seemed like I would lose it up top. And then, of course, it would mess up my symmetry.
Right.
So I think, you know, not getting in that squat rack and also kind of diminished my core. You know, when you're holding that bar in your back and when you're deadlifting mm-hmm. off the mm-hmm. floor and you're using your midsection, you're going to get thick in the middle. I mean, you're using those muscles. So fortunately for me, I thought that the leg idea was going to help me in terms of my symmetry, and it has, because I didn't realize how much it was going to improve my waistline. So it's been a double blessing, you know.
Chris, by not squatting, have you noticed that your legs have come down in size a lot, though?
I would say that they have it in girth. Yeah, there has been some thickness primarily in the glutes and in the gracilis, which is the inner thigh. I can't say that my quads have suffered, because I still trained those pretty hard, especially extensions and walking lunges, etc. But definitely my glutes have come down, but that was something that really needed to happen, because my big butt was making my back look small.
We all have such different bodies, you know. God, I wish, you know, man, if I don't squat, my legs are even worse off than they've been. It's like, I wish I had your problem, Chris. I really do.
Well, I wish I had your back, Colette.
You
so, you know,
well,
anytime you want to trade.
A little exchange there would be all good, you know?
Well, Chris, I want to talk a little bit about last year in the North Americans. Colette had mentioned to me that you almost didn't make it to the show, but you still ended up placing second. So what happened last year?
Last year, I guess, I don't know if I could call it adrenal fatigue or if I could, you know, just call it, you know, my body being stressed out or whatever, but I ran into a water problem. My body was retaining a lot of water, and it really just didn't want to give it up. And so instead of making it to the North Americans as a light heavyweight, I weighed in as a heavyweight and did the class as a heavyweight and did the best that I could with the circumstances that I had. So I felt like my finish was really good in terms of the situation that occurred. But, you know, your body just sometimes it doesn't do exactly what you want it to do, and it just I think I just had pushed myself to the point where it didn't want to respond any longer, and I started holding a lot of water.
I mean, Chrissy, it was unbelievable. Here we are at the North American, and it was like, Chris, I got to tell you, you just did not give up. You're like, I'm doing this. And it was a wild experience just for me to even witness, because we just transformed your body in like 24 hours. And where there's a will, there's a way, man. And pull off that second place, I was just like, oh, my God. And you, Chris, you looked awesome up there, too. We were like, the night before, you would have been like, whoa, I don't know. It was an experience.
It was. I think that determination is, and perseverance is half of the battle, you know, especially in terms of athletes and athleticism. So, you know, I did everything that I possibly could to try to make the situation work. And honestly, you know, I didn't even think I was going to do the show until the morning of, you know, when I woke up in the morning and I forced myself to dry out, you know. And
the power of the mind, I swear to God, the power of the mind.
Extremely powerful.
It was pretty crazy. I wasn't real happy about the situation, but I made a decision that I was doing that show, and aside from death, there wasn't anything stopping me. So. Oh.
Well, Chris, we will not have those problems this year. We are so on point. It's not even a question. All right, so listen.
I'm trying not to think about that.
No, I know. I hate to bring that up. I know. All the controversy on Muscle Girls, Inc. over here. Okay, well, Chris, this is even better. Now, Chrissy, I get this crazy email, which I didn't even believe. This text message, like I don't even want to give away the story, but she almost steps on something, and I'm like, this isn't even real. I don't even believe what she's telling me. And then I get photos to prove that what she was telling me was for real. All right, so Chris, how did you almost cost yourself from doing the USAs this year?
Okay. I don't know if the people that are listening know, but I live in Arizona, and I live in the foothills of the Goldfield Mountains, which is, you know, out in the boonies. And I do a lot of hiking, and rattlesnakes are a regular presence in the area that I'm in. But when I went to work last week in the morning, I stepped through my door of my garage, and I felt something squish underneath my gym shoe, and I had on gym shoes and shorts, and I did indeed step on a rattlesnake. And it was in the garage. And when I turned around, when I reeled around to look at what had squished underneath my gym shoe, this thing was coiled and pretty PO'd. And so I jumped back, thank goodness for fast reaction time and going the right direction. And he was ready to go because he wasn't real happy about me stepping on him. And so it was incredible. I was like, no way, you know. And then I looked again. And I called my husband on my cell phone, and the funny part about the story is I'm whispering in the phone, Kevin, there's a rattlesnake in the garage. And he's like, what? And I didn't want the snake to hear me, I guess.
Right, you know? Of course not.
No, so I'm like, I just stepped on a snake, you know, and he comes running out in his boots, you know, because he's thinking, oh, here we go. And he's like, holy cow, are you lucky? And we just laughed and looked, and I just about wet my pants.
And gosh.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible.
How'd you get the pictures, man? Did you say go get a camera? I mean, because it was that the snake?
That was actually the snake in my garage. The picture that I sent you, because
that's freaky.
Kevin came out and then he went back in the house and he got the camera because he thought, well, here's a photo op, you know.
Yeah.
And he went ahead and he videotaped the snake, you know, fired up and rattling and, you know, ready to strike. And then, of course, the pictures that I had, they were pictures of the snake after, well, snake had to go, so.
Oh, my God. So what do you do?
That's
what I want to know. How'd you kill it?
Well, my neighbor and my husband, you know, occasionally have this situation. So my neighbor has some pretty cool stuff that he uses, you know, like the snake noose and you know, then they do what they do to it. And honestly, I had to leave for work. And so I had to leave, and I left it up to Kevin and my neighbor to take care of the snake. But driving to work was a whole other religious experience because I felt like, you know, holy cow, I mean, this the consequences of me being bitten, especially with as lean as my legs are and my veins being exposed. I mean, this could have been more than just, you know, your typical even, and I don't even know what a typical snake bite would, you know, but this could have been a really tragic ordeal.
Chris, if you had gotten bitten, I don't even know what we would have done. It would have been not a good situation.
Do you think anybody could ever come up with an excuse that I couldn't do USAs because I got bit by a rattlesnake?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's hard to believe.
I don't know if anybody's ever used
it. I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, for all intents and purposes, I look at the situation and say, well, looks like I definitely need to be in Vegas.
Yeah, I agree. I told you it's a destiny right here. It's a destiny.
Yeah. So,
well, that
cool
is
story,
scary.
But don't ever want to get that close again.
Right.
And then the next day when I took the dogs out for our hike in the morning, I came across another one. And I see them pretty regularly when I'm on the trail. And it was stretched out across the trail like I normally see it. And I just got a little bit more heebie-jeebies than I normally do. You know, I was like, oh, man. I know exactly what that felt like underneath my gym shoe.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. That was creepy.
What color are rattlesnakes?
What?
What color are rattlesnakes?
They're the color of dirt.
So you can't
they really,
yeah.
They blend into the ground.
Them.
Yeah, they really blend in very well. They're camouflaged very well. So.
Well, it seems like you handled it pretty well. I think I would have been screaming so loud that wherever my husband would be, he would have heard me.
Well, either that or you would have been whispering, you know, because you didn't want to think.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Chris, I want to ask, how did you first get involved in weight training and competing and bodybuilding?
Well, I went to California with a friend. I was going to live there after I graduated high school and spent some time in California, and I seen a lady on the beach. Her name was Carol Kloster. I remember her name, and she was a bodybuilder. She was getting ready for California State Championships, and she was incredible. And I was 17 at the time, and I walked up to her, and I asked her a few questions, and she gave me directions to the local gym. And I went to the gym and started training with a gentleman. He was a personal trainer, and did some working out with him, and that was it. I was hooked.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how, like, I remember opening up a book when I was, like, 12 years old, like, a Muscle and Fitness, and I just, like, same kind of thing. You see somebody, and you're like, for some reason, it's a trigger. You're like, that's what I want to look like. And you know, it's not like the cover of Cosmo, like most women would, like, it was like, I really want to have muscles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Strange.
It was definitely, from the moment that I seen her, that was what I thought was cool, you know. So, and then when I ran out of money in California, I moved back to Chicago, where I'm originally from, and continued with my training and so forth back home. And I did some powerlifting for a while. I did a little stint in powerlifting, nothing major. I tried that, and then switched to bodybuilding in 1994. Did my first show.
1994, so you've been competing a while, Chris. Time.
15 years.
Time.
15 years, yeah.
All right, so you're married to, like, one of the coolest guys I know. I love Kevin. And now you don't have any kids, but you do have, like, two dogs. And talk to me about what it's like to be, because he's so supportive. Like, give us a little idea about being married to Kevin.
Right now, you know, we're 3 weeks out from a show.
Does he still love you, Chris?
I got to give kudos to the man because he's ready to strangle me. I think today earlier he said, are you working tomorrow? Because so, work is a good distraction. But, you know, we've been married for 16 years. We're both involved in the lifestyle. Kevin is, he's a fitness fanatic. He's used to compete, no longer competitive. His last show was back in 2001. And his endeavor for me to compete at the level that I'm competing at and hopefully make the pros and continue, is definitely not only my dream, but his dream too. I think he looks at it as a team effort and, he puts a lot of time and energy into taking care of me and him, and it really is a team effort. Without him, probably would not be possible to compete at the level that I'm competing at, especially with the type of job that I have. So he's into it. I mean, and sometimes he's into it too much. And I have to tell him, you're killing me. But
well, Chris, talking about your job, you are a full-time registered nurse. So what's a typical day like for you, and how many hours are you working?
Currently, I'm doing a 40-hour week. I work primarily Monday through Friday. I work as a surgical nurse. I work at the Orthopedic Institute. It's Arizona Orthopedic Surgical Hospital. Give a little plug for them, I guess. They understand because we're all about sports medicine. So luckily for me, all of the surgeons I work with are orthopedic surgeons. And some of them, understand what I do. Others, maybe not so impressed. But either way, they look at it as it being a sport and me being an athlete, and they are pretty supportive. It can be difficult with getting the workouts in. You know, sometimes it ends up being a little late night, especially if I pull a 10-hour shift. But I get there and I do it. I wake up every morning at 3:10 to get my cardio in. And I'll work a full day, and I'll go to the gym at night, and so it sometimes can get a little long for me.
What time do you go to bed, Chris?
I try to be in bed by 9 o'clock at night, but it doesn't always work out that way. So, I definitely try to be asleep by 9:30.
Yeah, so you can get some. For all those people out there that like, oh God, I can't. I mean, there's so many people like, I can't work. I mean, I can't work and do this lifestyle. Yes, you can. I mean, look at you. I mean, I just, you hear that all the time. I can't have a full-time job. Well, yes, you can. It's being done right now. There are many people that do that. I can't tell you the amount of people like, I'm just failing at my job. All you do is answer phones. I mean, like, how are you not doing this? So it always ceases to amaze me. I mean, it can be done.
One of the things I think, too, is in the off-season, I always get up in the morning and I always do my walk in the morning, even in the off-season.
Right.
And I think that maintaining that, doesn't make it as much of a drudgery when it becomes pre-contest.
Yeah.
I not only do it for myself and my own fitness needs, but I do it for my dogs, too. All three of my dogs are what would be considered very mature. I've got a 12-year-old dog that hikes with me in the morning, and most people, their dog probably couldn't do it, but she's in stellar shape because of the year-round conditioning that I get for her.
Yeah, so, these dogs rock for an hour with you then. Like that's...
Yeah, it's about an hour and 15 minutes round trip. It's uphill, up to the top of the mountain, and down, and it's about 2.5 miles, so it's a pretty good trek.
All right, so Chris, here we are. We got the USAs in 3 weeks. Let's get down to it. I always hate this question, but we'll see what your answer is. Are you worried about anybody? Is there somebody in particular that? What kind of a competitor are you? Do you worry about other people? Do you study the other competitors? Do you just go in there as Chris, or what? What's your attitude for this?
I think I can honestly say I'm hoping that there's people more worried about me than me worried about them.
That's good. Yes. Good answer.
Why not? Hey, throw it out there. But I think there's a couple of girls that are coming that are definitely contenders. We're going to have some amazing competitors at this show because the USA's is always top girls. Anyone in particular that I'm worried about? I wouldn't say worried about anyone. Maybe looking forward to seeing some people that I haven't seen since last year. I think a really good heavyweight is Holly Gearson. I think that she's coming and she's going to be bringing it. I think there's going to be a couple of people, maybe in the light heavyweight class that are going to, bring it. Angie Salvano, I believe, is coming back to USA.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear. Okay. That could be interesting.
Yeah. So, and her and I have met before. So, I say, if you're going to do well, if you're going to win, or if you're going to make this happen, then make it happen against the best of the best.
Oh, totally.
Because
yeah.
Getting to the pros, you find yourself at the bottom of the rung again. So,
Oh, I know about that. Let me tell you. It's like, well, thanks,
You better
used,
be ready.
Right, I used to be placing first, second, and third. Now it's like, that's a different story. You know, it definitely kicks you in the ass a bit. When you stand next to Iris Kyle, Chris, it's a very humbling, humbling experience.
That's all I can tell you is I would give it a shot. I can't see how I would look, but I would definitely give it a shot.
Hell yes. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Chris, at the USA is giving away two pro cards for the female bodybuilders. So how important is it for you to win the overall versus being the second person to be awarded a pro card?
You know, I'm looking at if, you know, one versus the other, I would definitely rather take the overall. Mm-hmm. You know, just because of the, maybe the notoriety or the... what goes along with that.
And I believe, Chris, the person that wins the overall of the USA's, I'm not sure how this works, but sometimes that's a pretty much a definite invite to the Arnold, too.
And I've heard that.
Means a lot.
And so, I mean, that's what I'm shooting for, just like I'm sure all the other competitors are shooting for, too. And you know, if it happened where the second card was mine, I'm not going to complain, but... that's not where my mentality is. You know, that's not where my focus is. So,
right. We want to. You're in there to win this, man. You're in it to win it. All right. So here's the last final question. If you do win, which I mean, you're there, Chris. You are definitely a high contender for this show. I mean, unless another rattler comes out, which I certainly hope you are watching where you step from now on.
More rattlers,
Right. If you do. Will you compete this year? Will you jump right into the Tampa, which right now is looking like not, I mean, the competitor list is not that extensive, or the Atlantic City, because there's still two shows left. What do we do here, Chris?
I would run to the Tampa as fast as I could.
Absolutely. Because, listen.
I like that. Jumps right in.
I would jump in head first. I would try to actually make improvements, and I don't really know the exact time frame between USA's and Tampa, but I would try to do a percentage thing, you know, maybe 10 or 15% better, maybe even 20% better if I could pull it off, and I would get my feet wet right away.
That's exactly that's what we need. Yeah. You know, get right in there. Why are we, you know, we have shows that need competitors. We have opportunities to jump into, you know, to be one of those people that does a show right off the bat and gets into the Olympia, you know? What would be better than that?
Right. I would look at it as an opportunity, and my expectations wouldn't be, of course, like they are for the USA's, but I would do it, and I would get a feel for it and see, you know, what would happen. You never know.
Mm-hmm. I know. You never know. I think it's 2 weeks. I think the USA, and I think it's 2 weeks, Chris. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow. I can make major changes in 2 weeks. I did it in 24 hours at the North American.
Hell yes, you can. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We've got 3 weeks. Let's look for an overall win for Chris Sabo and a backup showing at the Tampa. And if this happens, you know, Chrissy, we'll get Chris back on because she'll definitely have some stories to tell.
Yeah, we'll be there at the USA's rooting you on, though.
Yeah. All right, so Chris, get back to business. You've got a killer leg workout going on in about another, I don't know what you said, another hour or so, maybe less than?
45 minutes, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go hit legs,
45 minutes. Christy, she'll be firing it up. 3 weeks to go to the USA's. Chris, best of luck, baby. You're almost there.
Yeah, good luck, Chris.
Thank you, you guys.
Well, Chrissy, we did it again. Another fabulous 18th, mind you, episode of Muscle Girls, Inc.
I know, 18 already.
18, man. And I would love to thank our guests, Chris Sabo and Tracy Mason. Chris doing the USA's in 3 weeks, Tracy Mason in 2 weeks, for taking the time out and being on our show. And remember, Muscle Girls, Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is an RXMuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, RXMuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls, Inc.